The piano, though, I think that it really, so it was a very good introduction for me to start my life, my musical life, although at that point I thought it was just, you know, like a hobby, obviously. You know, in school they have this thing called Estudiantinas, which is just like a, I guess like a musical group that goes and performs for different schools, and kind of like the school band, but it's just with guitars and singing. You know, it's based on the Spanish tradition, so it's mandolins, guitars, accordions. You have like really funny dresses with capes and a bunch of ribbons that say the schools that you've been singing to. So that's, I guess, the first time ever that I, that somebody said like, oh, you can kind of sing in tune, other than my dad and my mom, obviously. And I was kind of shy growing up, so my dad would be like, no, you have to learn a song so that when guests come over, you know, we're able to play a song. It's like, my dad was from, okay, dad, all right. So it was kind of traditional music.
Why traditional music? Because, you know, most young people, they tend to really like the latest music that they're hearing on the radio, and usually they don't develop a love for more traditional music until they get older.
Absolutely. You know, I think it has to do with the way that I grew up, and I grew up in a family of seven children, me being the youngest, and by the time that I came around, my siblings were already adults, so they introduced me to a lot of music. My big sister introduced me to all of that 70s song and disco and all of that. And then my other sister introduced me to 80s song, Madonna and all of that. My brothers introduced me to Pink Floyd, Metallica. And then my parents introduced me to the traditional, and I think I resonated more with blues, but the kind of blues that is just like Blind Willie Johnson blues, like Robert Jones, Skip James, you know, like very...
very old, traditional,
right,
acoustic.
Kind of like you could feel those songs. So, and obviously with not only Mexican, but Latin American folk.
So what took you from Mexico City to San Antonio? Was it a direct connection, or did you go here and there before landing in San Antonio?
So it kind of was like here and there. So it was Mexico City and then Syracuse, New York. This boyfriend of mine was living there, and I just followed, you know. I was just like, okay, I think I'm ready for life. Let's go. And it was so shockingly different. At the time, of course, I didn't speak any English, so everything was like a new world to me. And, you know, it didn't really work out for me. I mean, I loved it, and it's beautiful, and the people were so beautiful, but I couldn't really understand my involvement within the community or my, you know, like I didn't really know what to do. So after that, we moved back to Mexico City and then San Antonio. I fell in love with San Antonio. Like, it was really beautiful. The people, I kind of resonated with it. But I left again. You know, I was like, okay, I need to go back home, kind of reset myself and see what happens. And at some point, I met the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, and they invited me for a peace market performance. And I, you know, started playing all these traditional songs that I thought, well, because I was at this point kind of used to people saying like, oh, no, play something that we can dance to. And the Esperanza approached me and said like, oh, wow, that's blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. That's awesome. Do you want to do something together? Do you want to be like the artist in residence? And in my mind, you know how those things are that you just say like, oh, sure, they're just saying that to be nice, you know. But it happened.
For the people who don't know, the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, it's located on the west side of San Antonio, which is a predominantly Mexican-American part of town. Also very low income, but very rich in culture. And the Esperanza is one of those groups that helps promote the culture and the arts there in the region.
Right.